This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. As winter weather settles into our region, warming stations across Wisconsin are opening their doors. As the state sees an overall rise in the unhoused population, many vulnerable residents may have difficulty finding somewhere to keep warm through freezing temperatures. In many communities, gathering spaces like recreation centers, libraries, and churches may be used as warming stations during the day. In Green Bay, the Salvation Army Corps Community Center is a warming center, as is the St. John's Men's Shelter and the St. John's Women's Shelter. A full list of warming stations, including those available for overnight use, can be found through 211 Wisconsin. With yesterday's snow squalls, icy roads, and wind gusts, it's safe to say that winter is upon us. And with more storms brewing for next week, preparing is key. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with tips on how to get your snowblower working and in peak condition.
And with the snowy season underway, it's time to get your snowblowers ready. Experts say to check the scraper bar and the snowshoes to see if they need to be replaced. Then, fire it up. If it doesn't start, take a closer look. Check the cooling machine, drain the gas, and replace it with a small amount of clean and fresh fuel.
World AIDS Day was earlier this week. People living with HIV still face lots of stigma, adding to their burden. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
About 7,400 Wisconsinites are HIV positive. The number of newly diagnosed people hit a 10-year high in recent years. But treatment has come a long, long way. According to data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, 94% of people got care services they need within 3 months of their diagnosis. HIV and AIDS have been massively stigmatized since they were first discovered in the 80s, which harms the people who need help and support, according to Boston University social scientist Anthony Petro.
When you think about public health itself, it is the application of medicine to a public, and that depends upon us knowing who the public is that we care about.
When they weren't getting support from the government, local activists helped advance the awareness movement. There was no funding for treatment and prevention until medical researchers learned it was a virus.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is once again calling on Congress to pass a new farm bill before the end of the year. Senator Baldwin criticized lawmakers for continuing to kick the can down the road on passing the bill, which includes numerous resources for farmers and helps set the framework for programs like SNAP and nutrition initiatives. A new farm bill is supposed to be passed every 5 years, but a new one hasn't been passed since 2018. The last farm bill has been extended for an extra year. Now lawmakers must pass a new one or extend it again. Don't be a victim this holiday season. Before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin to unsolicited emails or texts, reach out to someone you trust, like your financial advisor or institution, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verve, a credit union.
Before you do anything at all, before you take the money out, before you transfer anything, or you go buy gift cards, feel free to reach out to your financial institution. No matter what financial institution it is, we're looking to help you. Talk to us. We want to help you. We want to be your partners in all this so you don't feel taken advantage of.
Wheat says the most common holiday scams are fake charities, look-alike online stores, gift card scams, and holiday vacation scams. 37-year-old Benjamin Berenson, a missing man from Green Bay, was found deceased in Osaki County yesterday. Sheriff's officials there say he was found in a heavily wooded area east of I-43 in the town of Belgium. An extensive search for Berenson was conducted using canine tracking and drones when his car was located unoccupied on the shoulder of I-43 north of Silver Beach Road on Friday. The Brown County Sheriff's Office is continuing the investigation. Hundreds of thousands will visit the greater Green Bay area in April when the NFL Draft 2025 comes to Lambeau Field. Organizers have sent postcards with a link to a survey to residents and businesses near the draft staging area around Lambeau and Titletown to discover who may be offering parking during the draft. Nick Meisner of Discover Green Bay said organizers want to be able to communicate amenities, such as additional parking, with their visitors. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks' winning streak comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Hawks 119-104. That snapped the Bucks' seven-game winning streak. The Hawks have now won five in a row. Doc Rivers said after playing the Pistons in Detroit the night before, the Bucks looked tired.
I thought we were dead-legged most of the game. You know, we didn't think well, which is a direct sign of fatigue. Shoot very well. Our passes were really late. Like, I didn't think we passed the ball well at all tonight. We had guys open, and then we passed it. You know, it felt like that the entire night.
College volleyball. Six players from the Badgers women's team named to the Big Ten All-Conference team. And for the second year in a row, the Badgers' Sarah Franklin named Big Ten Player of the Year. NFL, the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Lucas Van Ness before boarding the team flight. What to expect from the Lions and the Packers.
We know it's going to be a physical brand of football. I think over there in Detroit and here in Green Bay, we're both two football teams that, you know, want to come out and play a physical brand of football and kind of just dominate you. And we saw that in the first game. And granted, that was some crazy elements that we were dealing with. So I think we're looking forward to getting a second opportunity and proving ourselves.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. If you're looking for a new binge-watch gem, it's always good to check award nominations. In this case, the Independent Spirit Awards for the Best TV Show noms include, to no one's surprise, Shogun, which cleaned up at the Emmys earlier this year, The Twisted and at times hard-to-watch Baby Reindeer, Atlantic Pictures and BET's Diara from Detroit, and FX's The English Teacher. The National Board of Review has selected Wicked as the best film of the year. Wicked director John M. Chu was also named Best Director by the NBR, and the organization gave a special award to Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande for their creative collaboration. Daniel Craig received the Best Actor Award for his role in the film Queer, and Nicole Kidman took home the Best Actress Award for Baby Girl. The National Board of Review will hold their celebratory event January 7th in New York City. Do you have an actor you like to watch, even if he or she is in a TV show or movie that isn't great? That's how I feel about Coleman Domingo, who is the star of the show Madness. Domingo plays an outspoken TV personality who rents an Airbnb in the secluded Pennsylvania woods to work on a book, but stumbles upon a murder. He ends up fighting for his life while trying to clear his name after being framed for the crime. I can't give it rave reviews, but it's not a bad thriller, mostly because of the performance of Domingo. Season 1 of The Madness is available to stream on Netflix. Speaking of Domingo, his film Sing Sing is one of five nominees for Best Picture by the Independent Spirit Awards. Other nominees include the Demi Moore horror film The Substance, modern-day Cinderella critics' darling Anora, A24's I Saw the TV Glow, and Amazon MGM's Nickel Boys, which will be in theaters December 13th. Many more nominations for many more award shows will be announced right around the corner, folks. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999, when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The wind will gradually die down this morning. By this afternoon, cold but not windy. We'll get to around 27 for a high today. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25. And then we will bounce back into the mid-30s Saturday, into the mid-40s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.